Unit 4, Text. Many people in the United States spend most of their free time watching television. Certainly, there are many worthwhile programs on television, including news, educational programs for children, programs on current social problems, plays, movies, concerts, and so on. Nevertheless, perhaps people should not be spending so much of their time in front of the TV. Mr. Mayer imagines what we might do if we were forced to find other activities. Turning off TV, a quiet hour.
I would like to propose that for 60 to 90 minutes each evening, right after the early evening news, all television broadcasting in the United States be prohibited by law. Let us take a serious, reasonable look at what the results might be if such a proposal were accepted. Families might use the time for a real family hour. Without the distraction of TV, they might sit around together after dinner and actually talk to one another. It is well known that many of our problems, everything in fact, from the generation gap to the high divorce rate to some forms of mental illness, are caused at least in part by failure to communicate. We do not tell each other what is disturbing us. The result is emotional difficulty of one kind or another. By using the quiet family hour to discuss our problems, we might get to know each other better and to like each other better. On evenings when such talk is unnecessary, families could rediscover more active pastimes. Freed from TV, forced to find their own activities, they might take a ride together to watch the sunset. Or they might take a walk together, remember feet, and see the neighborhood with fresh, new eyes. With free time and no TV, children and adults might rediscover reading. There is more entertainment in a good book than in a month of typical TV programming. Educators report that the generation growing up with television can barely write an English sentence, even at the college level. Writing is often learned from reading. A more literate new generation could be a product of the quiet hour. A different form of reading might also be done, as it was in the past, reading aloud. Few pastimes bring a family closer together than gathering around and listening to mother or father read a good story. The quiet hour could become the story hour. When the quiet hour ends, the TV networks might even be forced to come up with better shows in order to get us back from our newly discovered activities. At first glance, the idea of an hour without TV seems radical. What will parents do without the electronic babysitter? How will we spend the time? But it is not radical at all. It has been only 25 years since television came to control American free time. Those of us 35 and older can remember childhoods without television, spent partly with radio, which at least involved the listener's imagination, but also with reading, learning, talking, playing games, inventing new activities. It wasn't that difficult, honest. The truth is, we had a ball.
New words.
Worthwhile. Program. Educational, current, social, movie, nevertheless, propose, broadcasting, broadcast, prohibit, proposal, actually, generation, gap, divorce, rate, mental, communicate, disturb, emotional, pastime, sunset, neighborhood, adult, typical, educator, barely, literate, product, network, glance, radical, electronic, electron, babysitter, childhood, partly, involve, imagination, learning, invent.
Phrases and expressions.
Generation gap. In part. Grow up. Bring together. Come up with. At first glance. Have a ball.
Proper names.
Mayor. The United States.